This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If this is Tuesday, it must be the 2012 presidential race. Both President Obama and Governor Romney were out on the hustings again today, doing that thing they do, saying the other one will be the worst thing for the American economy since, like, ever. Commentator Justin Wolfer says, in a way, they're both right.
With the presidential election race underway, we've been hearing conflicting stories about the economy. When Mitt Romney speaks, you hear the U.S. economy is in terrible shape. By contrast, when the president speaks, you hear a message that's positively reassuring. Both are citing real data, and usually hard facts. So what explains the competing narratives? It's not just that they're cherry-picking their favorite statistics, though there's a bit of that. It's actually that they're talking about different things. But you have to listen closely to hear it. The difference is that Romney is talking about how bad things are, while Obama is talking about how things are getting better. That is, Romney talks about levels, while Obama talks about changes. For example, you hear Romney hammer away at that the current unemployment rate is at a distressingly high 8.2%. He points out that the number of jobs remains a depressing 5 million below its earlier levels, and he bemoans how the economy is generating levels of income far below what it could. Obama talks about the same statistics, but emphasizes instead how much they've changed for the better. He'll note that the unemployment rate has fallen by 2 percentage points since he assumed office. He'll mention that private sector employment has been growing for the past few years, creating 4.3 million jobs. He'll talk up the fact that income is rising today, while it was falling when he took over. So in a direct sense, Obama's sunny optimism and Romney's dark pessimism are both right. As a voter, you'll have to decide which set of metrics you care more about. Should you punish the president because the economy is weak? Or should you reward him with a second term because it's been improving? I don't know what you'll choose, but I do know that studies of voting patterns find that voters are more responsive to changing economic conditions than concerns about its level. The implication is that, once again, Obama may do well running on a message of change.
Justin Wolfers is a visiting professor of economics at Princeton University. He's a fellow at the Brookings Institution as well. We went out this morning and asked a couple of people what their economic advice was for each candidate. Here is some of what we heard for Governor Romney.
The advice I would have for Mitt Romney over the next 4 months is to keep hammering home the economy, jobs, et cetera. People are still out of work. Unemployment's well above 8%. And that's the only way he's going to reach those key swing voters.
Drop us a line. Share your economic advice for either of the candidates. Try our Facebook page, or you can tweet us at Marketplace APM.